Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
So I started dealing with those and building my internal capacity for connection, not with a Bible verse, but with the living word, and started having encounters with this man named Jesus and really experiencing, you know, the Holy Spirit and Ephesians 2, being seated in heavenly places right now, and you're not a theology, you're a person, you know. And my life was coming alive, and my marriage was being restored, and my relationship with my son was amazing. And then I was pregnant with my daughter, my second daughter, and we moved there. And 3 months later, I gave birth to a beautiful little girl that didn't have her skull on the top of her head. And, you know, it's still painful. I miss her. And it's so funny how so many times we try to get people out of their pain and their grief. And I don't know how long it's going to last. It's been over 2 years and I still cry about it. And Jesus cries with me, you know. And so when Goldie died, she lived for 40 minutes. And when she died, it was amazing. It was so strange because I was sitting in the middle of hell, of death, of this thing that Jesus came to overcome. And yet internally, for the first time in my life, I was connected to heaven. I was connected to the source of love. And so there was something on the inside of me that was greater than the hell crushing at me. And I was not flattened. I was not destroyed like I had been so many times in life. And I learned, you know, what it was kind of like to be Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and sit in the fiery furnace and go, yeah, I'm not being singed. I'm not being destroyed this time because I am staying connected to love in every moment of my grief.
It's an absolutely amazing story, just a testament of that connection, Krista. I have similar things. We have some similar stuff in our stories, and I just want to say it is amazing when that stuff embeds in our soul and it bears fruit of dread and fear and anxiety. It can take lesser things to send us into a place of trauma, and yet when God starts to heal, you can go through a worst hell, as you say, touch heaven in that place. I mean, that's a supernatural phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like I've kind of discovered the secret of life, because my external circumstances, they can't dictate my internal peace anymore. Wow.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.